Jenny A., come on up here.
So what I'm going to share with you guys today is about the day that the Lord spoke to me and completely changed my life. Some of you already know my testimony, some of you don't. So in 2007, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And if you don't know what that is, it's a type of arthritis that's very, very debilitating. And you are in chronic pain 24/7. It doesn't ever go away. I had troubles with just everyday things. Getting up in the morning took like an hour or so to get up. I couldn't pull up the covers at night. I couldn't open up my dishwasher. Just simple, basic things you just can't do because you're in so much pain. You kind of start getting weird knuckles and you walk like you're 80 years old. Every part of your body just becomes completely stiff. And I never sought prayer because in my heart I was content. I knew that the Lord knows every part of my life. So there was no fear, there was no wondering why I have this, there was no blaming God. It was basically, I'm content. This is the life He gave me. How can I be used in it? And so when people would ask me for prayer, I would let them pray for me. But if God never healed me, I was fine with that. I was okay in my heart with that. And when I was first diagnosed, my dad's family, they came over to pray for me. And my grandma had taken me aside and wanted to talk to me privately. And she said, I'm talking to you as a sister in the Lord, not as your grandmother. And I'm like, uh-oh, what's she going to say? And she had told me that the Lord had showed her that I had unforgiveness in my heart. And that night she was going to be praying for my heart to be healed, not a physical healing, because she understood the importance of that. So I'm like, okay. So like I'm thinking in my mind, like, okay, well, Jason and I aren't fighting. I don't need to ask for forgiveness there. Or he doesn't, I don't think, you know, I felt like I was a forgiving person. I mean, growing up, you know, when us girls would argue or something, you know, we always had to sincerely apologize. It wasn't like, sorry, forgive you. And so I always felt that I forgave people. And so it's like the thought, it was like, okay, I thought about it real quick and then I didn't think about it and I never prayed about it. I never dwelt on it. And so I just went off my life. So that was in 2007. Well, then in 2011, they started the school of ministry here at the church. And the first night of school of ministry, it was just orientation. The first hour, Dad was just kind of going over what the classes were going to be about, things like that. And I'm sitting there, and the Holy Spirit clearly spoke to me and said, you have unforgiveness in your heart for this person. You do not love them like I want you to love them. And it was like a ton of bricks. It was like, whoa. And so I'm like writing Jason, the Holy Spirit speaking to me. He's like, about what? I'm like, I'll tell you later. I can't tell you right now. And that was so hard on my heart because it was like, oh my goodness, I have unforgiveness in my heart for this person. I don't love them the way that Jesus wants me to. And so I just, okay, Lord, you're going to have to show me how you want me to forgive them, how you want me to love them. And so I did. I just, you know, Lord changed my heart. The Lord changed my attitude. I forgave this person. And, you know, we all know that the Lord has a sense of humor. And that person was in my life for like 2 weeks straight. He does. But you know what? I needed it. I needed it because I needed to make sure that it was true forgiveness and it was true love. So so that was the fall of 2011. Well, spring of 2012, I started back up at the greenhouse, and that's really tough work. I'm not sure everybody probably thinks it's fun to work at a greenhouse. It is fun, but it's very, very hard work. And Abby and I were working together, and she had reluctantly asked me how I was doing, because my family, I had asked them to stop asking me how I was doing, because every time they asked me, it was like, when you're in chronic pain, you try to remove the pain by not thinking about it, because it's constant. So you try to focus on other things. And every time somebody would say, how are you doing? It's like, fine. Because every time you would say it, it was like all of that pain comes to my forefront. And it's like, yes, it's here, it's present. I walk funny, I can't move, I look like an 80-year-old woman. Thank you. And so reluctantly, she asked me how I was doing, and I'm like, fine. And she's like, no, I mean, like, really, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm fine. And she said, well, I've noticed that you're kind of moving better, you're kind of doing things that you haven't been able to do. And I'm like, so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, yeah, I have, haven't I? And it was like, this is bizarre. She said, well, do you remember what Grandma prayed for you when she came to pray for you, what she told you? And I was like, yeah. And it was like, then everything kind of started to come into focus, and it was like, oh my goodness. Because I had shared with her what the Holy Spirit had told me too. And so it was like everything started coming into focus, and it was like, do you think? Maybe? You think the Lord's healing me? And it was like, he healed me. And it was like, from that day on, it was like, boom, wow. On fast pace again. And it was remarkable. And so my encouragement to you today is, if the Lord ever speaks to you or shows you an area in your heart that he's trying to work on or that you need to repent from, I encourage you to just let him work that out in your heart, because I mean, he did something amazing in my life that I wasn't even expecting to happen. And, you know, who knows what he could do in your life when you're listening, you're applying it, and you're doing it. And so that's my encouragement today, and that's a little bit of my testimony.
Just when you think he's not doing anything, go ahead.
You know, Jenny's worked for us for 15 years, I think, or something like that, right? 16, okay. So over that time, she became like your number one employee, you know what I mean? She was essential. She became essential to our business. And it's like, and then when she got RA, it's like, you know, we were devastated for her because we love her, but we slowly saw how she couldn't hardly do her job anymore. And it was like, and it was tearing her up. And me and Abra having these conversations like, well, she always has to work here, but she can't really. It got so bad, it's like she couldn't hardly do anything. It's like that last season where you had it was like me and Abby were so stressed and so heartbroken, and it was like, and this is only going to get worse. It was awful for us watching that process happening at work, you know. And the greenhouse, it's a demanding. There's temperature extremes. There's some days that are fun, a lot of days that are just hard work, you know. And I'm telling you, watching her go from that to suddenly being able to do all those things she used to be able to do, I've seen healings over the years, but I've never experienced something so real and so powerful. You know, it's like RA doesn't just disappear. It just disappeared. And her knuckles, I remember the last season she had it, her knuckles were like this big around. I mean, it was like, she just was like this, you know? And it just, everything just straightened back out. It was so cool. It was amazing. I just wanted to put my two cents in, because I love that testimony, because it really happened. It was awesome.
Oh, aren't you glad this whole deal's real? Oh, I just love it. 2 minutes, Kirk.
Well, I knew Jenny had the RA too, and of course, as a parent, you know, you feel a bummer. What are you going to do? But I tried to not say anything to her because I knew she didn't ever want people to ask, so you just kind of avoid it. But I remember we were doing something down here at the building, like a work party or something. And I noticed, renovating something, yeah. So, I mean, she used to literally walk like this, you know, and we were there working, and I was up on a ladder or something. I turned around and look, and I see her walking by like normal, and I'm thinking, well, maybe she just worked out her pain, you know, like sometimes, you know how you work and you work it off. And I went and said, Jenny, I said something to her about, hey, you're really walking like you're spry or chipper or something. And she said, well, Lord healed. I didn't even know. She said, the Lord healed me. You got to be kidding me. So, but it was a great blessing to hear. So,
oh, it's good to feel important. You didn't tell your dad? Yeah. I don't know. Sure. Is it going to be bad again?
I told you, well, you know, I told you that I'm not sharing anything at the church yet. I'm not,
yeah.
You know, I'm not ready yet.